Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. We're happy to be with you this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning here in the Atlanta metro area. I'm thankful for my reporter. Who do I have on the line this morning?
Jada.
Good morning, Jada. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. This morning we're going to be, our topic for this morning is Tell Me Your Story of Jesus. And I believe everybody who's ever read the Bible and heard anything about Jesus may have a story that is one of their favorites, or where God ministered, Christ ministered to the people of God. And today the reporter is going to tell us what their story is. And so before we get started, I just want to, first of all, thank the parents for allowing the children to have this time. We seem to be short in number this morning, but we are not quitters. So we will have our show, and just as God has given it to us, we are glad to be here. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and relax in it. God has been good to us all week and since we last met. I want to tell you just a little bit about Junior Giants. Have some different things happening. The children are between the ages of 7 and 12. They must be willing to do something that's a little bit outside of the box, and it does take up a little bit of their time. They will enjoy it. As the summer comes on, they will enjoy it. We want you to give me a call if you have children that are between those ages, 7 and 12, and they're willing to try something different, and you want them to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks. Give me a call at 678-516-5570, and we will get back in touch with you and get your child started. We also want to tell you about the other part of the Junior Giants program, which is Life Skills for Children. And in this program, we focus on teaching the children coping skills, and that is a variety of different coping skills, to include decision-making and anger management and a lot of things that will enhance their lives and give them the ability to function better in this world. So if you have children that are in need of those particular skills, please give me a call. And once again, my number is 678-516-5570, and I would be happy to work with you and your children. Junior Giants is also going to be going out again into the community, where the reporters go out and they share the skills that they learn. They teach it to the other children, because I have learned over the years that children teach children sometimes better than teachers. I'm not quite exactly sure why that is the way that it is, but we're glad that it's that way. And we want our children, the Junior Giants, to teach their peers and see what they can help them to learn, because I believe if the children learn it all together, it'd just make for a better environment for our children, because our children need to have these types of skills, and we don't want them to be lacking in any area. And so we want to make sure that our children have these skills, and we're willing to share them. And so those are the areas of Junior Giants that you may want to look into. But we're going to go on and get started this morning. Our topic is Tell Me Your Story of Jesus. And everyone has a story, and their story should be heard, because whatever your story is, it is important to you. And it's something that you can use as a witnessing tool to tell somebody about Jesus. And so we want to hear the stories of the children this morning. We're going to get started. Hello, Miss Jada. Hello, Miss Jada.
Hello.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. And why are you doing great?
Because the one of the last years of school, and I graduated from fifth grade yesterday.
So you are now going into middle school, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, are you excited about that?
Kind of.
Kind of? What scares you about it? What scares you about it?
Probably because you have to remember your combination to your locker, and if you don't, you're not going to be able to get all your supplies for school.
Okay, so that's one thing that you're concerned about?
Yes.
Can I give you a helping hand? Let me help you real quick with that. When you get your combination in your head, turn it into a song, okay? If you turn it into a song, you will always remember it. Okay, so say like your number is 232-15. 232-15. I know what that means. For me, it is the door for what I'm in school for. I don't know how you put it together, but whatever your combination is, sing it to yourself. Make it into a song. You will always remember it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And congratulations on all your certificates. I got a message from your mother. And tell me some of the certificates that you received.
Excellent in science and math and reading. And I got overall best achiever. And I got attendance in fifth grade.
Okay, that's excellent, Jada. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Well done. Great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the hard work. And I know it takes hard work to be able to walk away with those kinds of awards. Are you ready this morning with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead then, please.
Hello, this is Jada. You're a junior giant reporter. There are many stories about Jesus in the Bible, but this one particularly stands out to me. This story is none other than the famous water to wine. The transformation of water to wine at the marriage of Cana is one of the first miracles Jesus. The most amazing part about this event is the act in which the wine at the party runs out and Jesus turns water into wine. Jesus in the Gospel of John, his mom and his disciples are invited to a wedding, and when the water was out, Jesus delivered a sign of his glory by turning the water into wine. In Saint John 2:9-12, this explains the process in which Jesus performed the task, where the water was replaced with wine. This relates to me by telling me that looks can be deceiving, nothing is impossible, and things can always change. I like this story because it inspires me to never give up on my dreams. This has been Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jada. That was a good report. And that is an interesting story in the Bible where he's at the wedding feast. And they run out of wine, and he turns the water into wine. Very good, very good. And it lets us know just some of the things that God is able to do. Well written, well written. We're going to continue this morning. This is Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. And our text for today, or our title for today, is to Tell Me Your Story of Jesus. And we have another reporter on the line, and I'm going to get to her in a minute, but I want to read to you which one is my favorite. And it's kind of what Junior Giants is based on. And it says, okay, now my scripture moved out of the way, so let me go back to it. It's in Luke, the 18th chapter, and it starts at the 15th verse. And it says, "And they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a child shall in no wise enter in." And to me, I love that story because it lets the children know that they're not left out, that Jesus very much wanted them to be a part of his kingdom. And he wanted it because he understood that children have an excellent spirit. They have the ability to believe like many adults can't or don't. And it blesses God when we do believe. And so this is the reason that I love this story, is because it's inviting the children to be part of the kingdom. And I believe that all children need to know that they have a place in the kingdom of God, and that God is on their side and will work on their behalf. So that's my scripture for this morning. And I'm going to keep moving, and we're going to go to our next reporter. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Good.
Good. How was your week?
Fine.
Okay. You have, can you go somewhere where it's quiet?
Oh, I can't, because I'm getting my hair done.
Okay. Can they turn down the television? Tell them thank you so much. And so how was your week? Megan?
It was good.
Okay. Why was it good?
Because the week is, school is almost over.
Okay, so what are you going to do in the summer?
I'm going to go visit my dad in Florida.
Okay. Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay, are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
My favorite story is when Jesus helped the disciples get the fish in the water, because they were very little without fish and they need to eat. So Jesus helped them get the fish by telling them to believe in themselves and telling them to go one time, but they didn't have faith. So he told them, have faith in me, your Lord Jesus Christ, fish in the water and get some more fish. So the man finally put the net in the fish and got the water. And they got a whole bunch of fish for their country, their family. And Jesus said, thank you for helping me. This is my favorite story because it teaches me that I'm not in this alone, and that Jesus can help me, because if he can help his disciples and all his sons with God, then he can help all of us on the earth. This story is my favorite only because they didn't have any faith in Jesus, but Jesus told them to believe in him. So when people don't have any faith in him, all I do is read the Bible, and then you have faith in him.
Okay. And so you're talking about the story where they're in the boat and he tells them, I believe that they were fishing all night and they didn't catch anything. And he tells them to go back out and try again. And so that's a very good story with a lot of lessons, because it lets us know that when things don't seem to work out in the beginning, that doesn't mean that that's the end of a thing. And so that you should go back and try again. And when they went back and tried again and obeyed God, they got so many fish that their nets break. And that's an awesome story. That lets us know that we don't have to give up, not to give up, because go back and try again, whether it's something in school, something in your family, go back and try again and watch God work on your behalf. Good story. Good story.
Thank you.
We're going to do now, thank you. We're going to do now our question of the day. I do want to, before we go, well, let me do the question of the day. If someone were to write a story about you and Jesus, how would that story go? That's a really good question. If someone were to write that the story of you and Jesus, how would the story go? So I want you to think about that for a minute while I just give this brief commercial. And the commercial is that this is Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We are the show for children, by children, and about children. We solicit additional reporters. We know that we're coming into the busy season of the year where the children are out and doing a lot of activities, but it is so easy to join in on Saturday mornings. It's just a phone call. So I would ask that if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12 and you are interested in them becoming Junior Giants, please, by all means, give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and I will get back with you as soon as possible, and we can get your child started. We welcome your children, and this will give them an opportunity to do something just a little bit different. As we are said earlier, we're going to be doing some outings during the summer, and we want the children to be involved and enjoy sharing what they're learning with other children. So please give me a call, 678-516-5570. And if you have children that need assistance with life skills, coping skills, decision making, communication skills, things of that nature, please don't hesitate to call us. The other side of Junior Giants is a business, and we do cater to children's needs in the area of coping skills. So if you would go on and give us a call, that number is 678-516-5570, and we will get back with you as soon as we possibly can. And now we're going to get back to our question of the day. If someone were to write a story about you and Jesus, how would the story go? We're going to start with Miss Jada. Jada, if someone were to write a story about you and about your life, about your story with Jesus, how would the story go?
It would go with me, like, I'm always talking to Jesus in prayer, and I have a strong relationship with him, and I'm always reading the Bible with his word in it.
Okay. Have you ever prayed a prayer and it came true, and it came to pass?
Only one.
And what was it? Do you mind me asking what the prayer was?
My dad was sick, and he was in the hospital, and I prayed for him to get better. And a few days later, he was out of the hospital, and he was all better.
Okay. That's good. And the reason that I ask that, Jada, is because we have to learn how to just talk to God and ask him for what we need, ask him for his help, ask him to give us direction on what we should and should not do, and know that God is going to be with us, know that we can trust him. And that's just very important. And let him speak to us. That's very important also. And so good job, good answer. We're going to move on to Megan now. Megan, if someone were to write a story about you and Jesus, what would the story be about?
I think a story about a girl who didn't have a strong relationship at first, but once she got older and read the Bible more and committed to it, she started to get close to him, and then she started to have a good relationship by praying, going to church, and talking to God in prayer.
Okay. What do you want from God?
to bless my family, have a good life, and God live long.
So have you ever prayed a prayer and God answered it?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you mind me asking what the prayer was?
That when we moved up here, my mom, she didn't like have a job, so I asked her if she could get a job, and then the next day she got a job the next day.
Okay, that's great. So you have seen God answer prayer. And I just want you all to understand that God does hear you when you pray, and God does answer prayer. And not to be afraid to talk to him about whatever you need to talk to him about, because he is listening, and he's concerned about whatever concerns you, concerns God. And you all did a wonderful job this morning. Our show is going to be a little bit short, but that's okay. I'm glad that we had our two reporters with us today. They are getting ready to transition from school to summer. And so we want to make sure that we're prayerful for them and that the Lord will help them to be active and busy during the summer, and so that they don't get into any trouble and that they don't have any issues and they, as they prepare to go back to school in the fall. So we want you all to be praying for them. Do you all have anything else you want to say before we close out the show this morning?
No, ma'am.
No.
Well, I thank you, young ladies, for being with me this morning so I didn't have to do it alone. And remember the stories of Jesus, because they are lessons. Every single one of them, there's a lesson in there for us to learn. See what that lesson is for you. We thank you for listening. This has been Blog Talk Radio. This has been Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to go out of here with a song from Mr. Reggie and Ezekiel Summers. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
time, that was how I lived my life. All this time I was thinking of who I could make my wife. How could I be the example that light and shining bright? With sexual thoughts in my mind that I remained to fight. That same mentality of others wasn't nearly different. Like you, I feel the pleasure of taking this Holy Spirit. TBH, I know that most of us love the way we living, but we hate it at the same time, cause we know we sinning. But being me and honesty, I don't wanna be that hypocrite. Talking about we live that life doing drugs outside where we know we ain't living it. Like, man, changed on us, why you seem so different? Cause 400 degrees is hot and I ain't trying to feel it. We struggle every day, we need His mercy and His grace. But I can't wait until that day we leave and see His face. Until then, I want the new life, the best that I can be. Cause the last thing I want to hear is deep the car.
The end of that song says, the last thing that I want to hear is depart. That's what you're saying. We want to thank you for listening this morning. This has been Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for your time. We thank you for sharing your children with us. If you need us, give us a call, 678-516-5570. God bless you and have a wonderful week. And we'll talk to you again the first Saturday of next month. God bless you. Bye-bye.